The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The 5-second rule. If you can win, you get a lucky idiot account. FreeBearAndHotWigs.com, where you can access some of the content that is normally for fancy idiots. 1-800-947-3979. I will go first, then Steve, Kelly, Hot Wings, Maitland, then back to me. Ready?
All right, yes.
This is Genghis on Cape Cod. Hello, Genghis.
Genghis.
Yes. Genghis. Isn't it like Genghis or something?
I knew
of your G's was soft.
I'm like, I have gotten this wrong every time forever. Sorry, Genghis. Did you think to yourself, Freebear is going to get this wrong again?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Are you ready to play the 5-second rule?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number and then a category, and you have to name that number of things before the mummy sound. Are you ready? The third thing has to be complete, or whatever number. If it's seven, that'd be a lot.
That would be a lot.
Let's start with something simple. Genghis, name 3 toothpaste brands.
Colgate, Aquafresh, and
wasn't great. All right, you're out. Line open. This is Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Maria, your number is 3, and your topic is non-traditional toppings for a burger.
Okay. Non-traditional, let's see.
You could have said automobiles and haystacks.
I could have said anything. Damn it.
Thank you, Maria.
It happens. He's like, okay.
Green Bay's Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Ready to try?
Let's give it a shot.
Now Kelly gives one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Name 3 things you shouldn't put on your face.
Permanent marker, gasoline, and WD-40. Oh!
That's right. That's
he got
boy.
It. He yeah. got There's it. A winner.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
There's the first one. Lucky idiot account.
Nice job.
This is Ryan, also in Green Bay. Ryan, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Ryan, your number is 3, and your category is embarrassing nicknames you've had. Go.
Basketball.
Basketball?
Your nickname was basketball?
That wasn't good, Ryan.
Huge failure.
Ryan, your dog is barking that you're stupid.
Oh, I thought that was him.
Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, I did too.
I thought that was him.
I thought he was huffing.
Me too. I thought it was him going,
ha! Ha! That's worse.
Using an inhalant.
Lola in California. Hello, Lola.
Hello.
You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, mate.
All right, Lola. Name 3 blind people.
Helen Keller, Stephen Wonder, Ray Charles.
That was easy.
Yeah.
She didn't even say historical. You could have been like Dave at work.
I thought she said Penn and Teller at first.
Yes. I was
like, both of them are?
Well, Helen Keller does sound like Penn and Teller, doesn't it?
Lola's a winner.
I thought about that.
Cole in Tennessee, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your number is 4. Your category is the first names of the 4 fattest people you can see.
Fart and Spencer.
Oh! I heard fart.
I didn't hear anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cole, sorry. Yeah, the answer was all of your coworkers.
Yeah.
Francisco. That's fun to say. Ooh. Hi, Francisco.
Hello. My middle name is actually basketball.
Is, wow. That's
Francisco
unusual.
Basketball.
Yeah. Nice. Francisco, you ready to give it a try?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're playing the 5-second rule.
All right, Francisco, yep. Your number is 3, and your category is professional hockey teams.
Red Wings, Blue Jays, or Jazz.
This game is so made for meltdown.
I'm literally sitting next to a hockey buff too, man. He's so bad.
Thank you,
Francisco. Well, hopefully the Blue Jays do well in their game.
Hilarious. Well, that's a winner bird. So,
yeah.
Stacy in Michigan. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Hello. Ready to try it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, Stacy. I need you to name 3 things you wouldn't fill a pinata with.
Tacks, glue, and milk.
Oh, okay.
Well done. Well, you made it look easy. Well done.
I was thinking scalloped potatoes, but then I was like, no, okay. that'd be delicious.
Oh, gross. Joe on Cape Cod. Hello, Joe.
Mess, hey, how we doing?
Great. Good. Ready to play?
Good. Sure.
All right.
Very good. Your number is 3, and your category is terrible places to meet someone. Go.
Jail, church, and the ocean.
Oh! So those are all the same to you. Jail, church, and the ocean. Bad places to meet people.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking in a bathroom, but yeah. I mean, but whatever works for you. Yeah, I mean, you're you.
I mean, a bathroom at a jail could be a terrible place to meet somebody.
Yeah, or a great place. It's subjective.
Yeah.
Andy in Maine. Hello, Andy.
Hi.
We're rolling on with the 5-second rule. For any listener who beats it, they get a lucky idiot account. Idiot members play dumber than the show trivia on Thursday, so it could be great. Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Andy. I need you to name 3 people you'd like to see get a boob job.
My wife, my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no,
man. You are just not doing well.
Andy.
Andy.
Those are 2 bad choices.
Had you decided that no matter what your first answer was, you'd make sure the second one was worse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you nailed it, Andy.
Number 3.
You nailed it.
My mom.
Grandma. Yeah. This lady I'm looking at right now through a window. Thank you, Andy.
My sister. No.
She could use some more cushion for the pushing.
The lady driving the Uber in front of me.
Mike is in New Jersey. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you?
I'm a little bit pressed today, but we'll go for it. Let's try it.
You ready? Your number is 4. Name 4.
Nope. You can't say that.
We would have accepted almost all of them. Thank you.
<Yeah. laughs>
The negative ones always throw people for a loop because immediately you go, oh, Missouri. I don't know what touches Missouri.
Yeah.
How about New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York, and Pennsylvania?
Pretty much
the entire eastern seaboard.
Or western, Alaska. Mm.
Allison in New Jersey. Hello, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good.
Steve has one for you.
All right, Allison, your number is 3, and your category is ways to warm up.
Sex in a car and turning your heat on.
Oh! All right.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I like your categories. That was pretty good. Well done. Hold on. All right. This is Tony in New York State. Hello, Tony.
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
I am absolutely thrilled that I came in and actually got in. Great. I love every one of you.
Well, we love you too.
Love you too.
We still see other people, but we have great love for you. Yeah. Are you ready to try?
Yep.
All right.
Nervous. All right, Tony, I need 3 fake medications for herpes.
Gasoline, diesel, piss.
All right.
Gasoline, diesel, and what?
PP.
Yeah, PP.
Oh. Oh, okay.
All right.
Tinkle, tinkle. All right.
I guess gasoline just burns them right off, right?
Yeah.
I
suppose.
Well done. Awesome. Tyler's in Syracuse. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Your number is 4, and your category is things that are sticky. Go.
My junk, my car, my foot, and my
Yeah, that was definitely a mummy thing there. You didn't make it.
Yeah, you didn't make it, but now we know you have sticky junk.
And car.
And a sticky car. Hmm. Yeah. But those two are related.
Boy, yeah, you know they are.
Hand in hand, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Don in Shebville. Hello, Don. As the locals say. Don, how are you?
I'm great.
Excellent. Maitland, do you have one for her?
I do. Don, your number is 3. Uses for a sock.
A gag, sweat, rag. Ah.
A gag, sweat, rag, and a grocery bag. Were you trying to rhyme them?
Yeah, I would have said to keep your foot warm.
Don, thank you.
Like a puppet. Like.
Definitely a J container.
For all of you people that have listened and thought, this game is easy, it's not. Let's see. John. Hello, John.
Hello.
John, can you do this?
I'm gonna try.
John, your number is 3. Your category is things that fit inside a standard balloon. Go.
Penny, nickel, dime.
We will take that. Yeah. I was also looking for oxygen and carbon dioxide, but we'll get it. Congratulations, you're in. Let's see. Dustin in Nashville. Hi, Dustin.
Hi.
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 Ready to try it?
Hey.
Maitland, I love you. Okay, yes, I'm ready to try it.
Thank you.
Nobody cares.
Thank you.
All right, Dustin.
Thing, everyone nobody wants cares. To hear after you say I love you.
I mean,
thank
the only thing better is
you too.
Yeah,
that's cool.
All right, Dustin, your number is 3, and your category is things you shouldn't eat as an appetizer. Go.
My dog, your cat, and your dad.
Accurate.
Yeah, I think that's
weird.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
I mean,
I don't know. I've had a dad as an appetizer before. It's pretty nice.
But not your dad.
Not my dad, no.
Amber in Flint. Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Hi. Ready to try it?
Sure.
Okay. I thought you might say, not really.
No, thanks.
All right, Amber, name 3 squishy things you do want to step on.
Slime.
That's a hard one. That was a good category.
Sand at the bottom of the ocean. Ooh, love that.
That is a good
a
one.
Banana, squish. For sure.
Amber,
banana.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. A flaccid penis.
Mm. You want to step on one?
Hey, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah. Don't judge me.
No. Well, is that I didn't think.
Like
it,
a soft
I
thought it was, pretzel.
I didn't realize it was a kink, not an anger. I'm on board now. Justin joins us. Hello, Justin.
What's up, guys?
Not much, bud. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Hot wings?
All right, Justin. Your number is 4, and your category is things you don't want living in your armpit. Go.
Ants, bees, gnats, mosquitoes.
All right.
And mosquitoes.
I think people are getting the hang of this. Well done.
All right. Very good.
Joe in Wisconsin. Hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, Joe. Your number is 3. Your category, people with punchable faces.
Oh, my mother-in-law, my brother, and...
Mother and brother-in-law.
Boy, those came so easy. It's like, I wish I had one more person in my family I could hate.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. It is the 5-second rule. You can beat the 5-second rule. You get a lucky idiot account, give you a chance to win Dumber Than the Show trivia going forward. Jeremy joins us, and a lot of other stuff, by the way. Jeremy joins us. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Jeremy.
Hello.
Hi. I was getting your attention to say a thing. Now I'm going to say a thing and then a number, and you have to do the thing with that number.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Stop doing that. Jeremy, your number is 4, and your category is famous people named Jerry.
Jerry Garcia, Jerry O'Connell, Jerry Maguire, and Jerry Rice.
Well done.
Very, wow.
I thought I could
good.
Trick you by making it close to... No, that was not even close. You just killed it. Jeremy, good job. James?
Yes, hello.
Hello,
hello
James.
James.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Congratulations on getting into or being nominated for the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Very much.
Very excited.
Yes.
And anxious. All right. Clearly not legitimate. That is the second best use of that lyric ever.
James, your number is 4, and your category is things that shouldn't turn you on, but they still do.
My grandmother, my mom, my sister, and my cousin Betsy.
No, James!
Hey, he can't James. Help his love.
Is
James,
Betsy,
put that thing away.
Is Betsy a good-looking piece?
No idea.
Oh, you don't have a cousin named Betsy?
Oh, you liar. You don't win.
You didn't. You didn't tell the truth.
James, hold on. You did win. Mason in Pennsylvania. Hello, Pennsylvania, Mason.
Jason.
What's
it's
that?
Jason.
Oh, Jason.
Jason.
All right, Jason.
All right, Mason. I need you to name 3 dead people that you'd still have sex with.
Helen Keller, Melania Trump, and...
Who was the second one?
To Melania Trump.
Moana?
Moana.
Like, okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah. I mean, I guess if there was one, she's dead, because I've never heard of that
right?
one.
Yeah, there's no way Helen Keller would have saw that coming. This is Taylor. Hello, Taylor.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay.
You seem excited.
Yeah. What'd you do, just drop a double album last night, freaking out?
I did.
Okay. All right, Taylor, good luck.
Okay, Taylor, your number is 3 and your category is funny ways to greet someone. Go.
Greeting, hello. Shaking your butt, shaking your hands over your head.
Oh. Shaking your butt is a strange way, but not fast enough. Thank you.
No, but a welcome one sometimes.
Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's great. Tyler, you ready to play?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
All right, Tyler, I need you to name 3 unusual places to tickle someone.
Their feet, their back, and their ear.
Do you know what unusual means?
Unusual ways to tickle someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think he gets that? I don't think he gets that. All right. Sorry, Tyler.
I mean, maybe it's unusual for him. Maybe he's strictly an inside the butt man.
Yeah.
Oh, finger tickle.
Love to tickle. Yeah. All right. 2 more.
A little stink tickle.
Rich listening on the Sasquatch. Hi, Rich.
Hey.
Are you ready to try it?
Sure.
Name 4 shapes that aren't square.
Triangle, circle, rectangle, oval.
Well done. Dang, that was fast. All right, and the last one. Steve, you get the honors. Mm-hmm. Justin in New Jersey. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
We're great.
Justin, your number is 4, and your category is past lovers ranked from worst to best.
Are you looking for names or
yes.
numbers?
Names
or numbers?
What numbers?
Do you, wait, do you have all of your
numbers? Do you only have sex with people with numbered names?
Yeah, or do you have them all labeled like B-17-9?
Oh, 14 was great.
You got to label them somehow.
I just don't have that many, so I just go by first names. It's a good way to go. All right, Justin. Yeah. Well, it was a good try. I mean, you pretty much played the game by asking a question during your time. Not the best strategy.